This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the article is up on InfoWars.com. After several weeks in the hospital, 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, father of Prince Charles, was photographed looking like the Crypt Keeper, looking far worse than Joe Biden. And we're not wishing ill of the dead here. We are witnessing ill of the damned. He looks like the final scenes of The Hunger, where the vampire has lost his supposed immortality to the master vampire. Truly horrifying images. And this is somebody that gets the blood transfusions. This is somebody that says he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of us. And there he is looking deep into the pits of hell, a globalist, a world government promoter. And look how scared that soul looks as he prepares to enter Hades. And so they had a lot of fun with the memes, but it's actually deadly, deadly serious. Yeah, I mean, he looks about like the guy from The Hunger. There he is. And, of course, they do never die. They just turn into a zombie at the end and they get put into a tomb forever. So that's where the Duke of Edinburgh, let's put him back on screen. The Duke of Edinburgh, that's where Queen Elizabeth, that's where all of them are going. That's where Bill Gates is going with his father. He'll be joining his mother. That's where Ted Turner's going. That's where Oprah Winfrey's going. They're going to have all these evil goons and all this scum. Yeah, that's him like a year ago. Looking a little Count Dracula there, but having a little more fun. He is certainly enjoying himself. But let's show the new photos. There he is. We've got to blow that up. As he circles the intergalactic toilet bowl. And go back to the memes. There's some really good ones on the InfoWars.com article. Everybody should go there. Everybody should check them out. Because that's where this old boy is going to be going. He sold out his country, but he's not even British. He's not even German. He's not even Transylvanian. Nobody really knows where those people that took over that area came from, but they're nasty, and they're evil, and they're sneaky. And he and his son, Prince Charles, are servants of the devil. They all love Jimmy Savile. They all think it's cute. They think children belong to them. They think that we're all just these animals they can rule over, but that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I think I did a good job this morning. Well, let me finish up one point. That's the undead. All the science can keep him alive. But if Google and Facebook and Twitter CEOs and Ray Kurzweil think they're all going to stay alive because they have millions of dollars, the soul is going to give up the body. Christ gave up the ghost. And so that's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. And no matter what you do or what you say, you will not still be alive. That's why they're saying a man and a woman are bad, and you can't say that a man can't be a woman or a woman can't be a man, because they're going to have transhumans that are really machines, that are corporate entities that have rights. And they'll say that somebody uploaded to that and gave all their money to that machine. That's really going to be a machine controlled by a big corporation with a back door. This is the big secret, that isn't alive and is controlled but has rights. And everyone will have to bow down to it and go along with it. So that's why you can't say trans this, trans that. That's why you're not allowed to say this, because they're going to say computers have rights. Robots have rights, because they're going to be these avatars of these supposedly dead people. And the big fraud is, oh, Ted Turner is still alive. Oh, James Cameron is still alive. Oh, Bill Gates is still alive, but they won't be. It'll just be a corporate machine that has a voice print of them, can sound like them, but isn't them. because they want to bet 10 like they can escape death and escape judgment, and they will not escape death. They will not escape judgment. They will burn in hell. Burn in hell, Prince Philip. Burn in hell. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My life is in the freeway.
Along this current trajectory, there will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There's going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up, and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is... Your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
The announcement I'm about to make is so huge, there's really no way to do it justice. And I am very sorry that I have to announce this information to you, but it's just the facts and it's the reality we face. I have studied every angle and basically every aspect known. I'm sure there's some that are still classified or secret concerning the world government project and what its in-game goals are. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 are the public constructs of the UN world government plan that lay out in a kind of pop culture sanitized way the basic goals of the planetary directors. The planetary directors believe that humans are too dangerous and too warlike. They were tasked by the Carnegie Endowment around 100 years ago after World War I to develop a plan to end war as we know it. And the decision was made to basically end humanity as we know it. And that if that wasn't done, humanity would inevitably destroy itself. So that's the basis and the excuse from which the very authoritarian, very selfish, so-called elitist operate from. And again, there are thousands of facets to all this, but here's the big announcement. When you hear AOC and you see people like Beto O'Rourke with tears in their eyes say everyone is going to be dead in 11 years, they said that in 2019, and they say it with total conviction, it's because they have been briefed, but only on part of what is about to transpire and unfold. With completely straight faces, the major global corporations that control the UN have roundtable meetings on pretty much a continuous basis, managing their underlings with limited compartmentalized information. and they give them all sorts of different fake data reports about the plankton and the sea dying and the atmosphere of the earth being lost, and basically get the management class under them in a very apocalyptic mode that they are these guardians and saviors of the earth. So they've got to do anything and everything they can, no matter how authoritarian, to stabilize the earth. And they give them false models that carbon dioxide is indeed going to hit a triggering point that again kills all human life on the planet. Now, all of that is a foregone conclusion or a self-fulfilling prophecy, and here's really the big announcement. But the globalists themselves are already undermining civilization and basic infrastructure, because they are the technocrats that are basically already in full control of the major energy and food and transportation and medicine financing systems. So that as they begin to turn off the food supply of the third world under lockdowns and wars and other crises that they implement, the public will be told that it's climate change that's causing it all. And you've seen this. Borders are wide open. Biden says come north. Climate change. Collapse of the third world. Mass starvation. COVID-19 caused it. No. The fake lockdown on the fake virus caused it. And so, again, that's just their go-to. That it's your fault, humanity, that the volcano blew up, so we better sacrifice the king's daughter to it. If you're an example of ancient Hawaii, not even ancient, they were still killing people 200 years ago. Hell, 150 years ago. And every other culture has done the same thing. So we're going back to being dumbed down. We're a very superstitious population. And we're being taught that everything that happens is because of us. And so that each new calamity that's visited upon us is the fault of ourselves. But don't worry, there's these global guardians, the new priest class, just the old priest class, that will save us and protect us. Oh, new deadly viruses are coming. It's climate change. Doesn't matter if it comes out of a lab. And again, the virus is real. It can kill old people that haven't had their D3 and things like that. But it's the response with the vaccines that really is the kill program. And again, that's why they skipped animal trials and then skipped long-term human trials, was because they'd actually done trials previously with coronavirus, mRNA vaccines, and virus vector vaccines. Thousands of trials, actually, mainly in China, on poultry, pigs, and other animals. And actually know that they can block any pathogen they want, any virus. But in their own literature, they admit that it destroys the animal's immune system, where they can no longer defend themselves and have to be given constant inoculations. And that's in Bill and Melinda Gates' documents that are connected to the Crimson Contagion Drill, was conducted 2 years ago. But here's the problem. I got out a 500-page book and not hit one-tenth of the angles here. The big announcement that everyone needs to be aware of is that undoubtedly, when I put all the hundreds of thousands of pieces together in my mind, and then I've proven I'm able to extrapolate all their operations out towards their endgame, that they are definitely planning by 2030 to have an extinction-level event for humans and basically the end of the world as we know it, because they fear the cataclysms and the cycles that humans have been through before. And they clearly have some of the secret histories of that Plato only alluded to 2,300 years ago. And so they are playing God and implementing the global collapse and the global crisis and the decadence and all the things that are precursors to it ahead of time, just like they're trying to control the weather, just like they're trying to control our bodies and play God. Also on a mass scale, they are bringing in an artificial apocalypse. They believe they're just taking the predictive programming of the Bible as they see it. They see it as predictive programming. And that they are then taking control of that narrative and manifesting it before it can actually manifest itself organically in the future. Which, of course, is classic that they're carrying out God's will. or some of the eliminated would say, no, Jones, you are actually following our plan that we planted 2,000 years ago. Regardless, if you want to just leave it open for debate, and I'm not saying God isn't real, Revelation isn't real. What I'm saying is, regardless, we're going in to the most dystopian, brutal, nightmarish system you've ever seen, run by psychologists and psychiatrists, and just sort of the most cold-blooded wargamers. And that at the very top of the system, they had only had less than 0.1% aware of this master plan even 5 years ago. Now they're externalizing the hierarchy, externalizing the method, and now have hundreds of publications, Politico, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, NBC News, all saying, looking forward to the end of humanity. You know, thank God we're all going to be sterile by 2045. And again, they put these further dates out there so people go, oh, it'll be then. No, it's not going to be then. It's going to be soon.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Hello, everybody. John Rappaport here in for the rest of this hour. Germany. It's a very important country in Europe. Economic powerhouse of the European Union. People don't ignore what is happening in Germany. I presume everybody here has heard of Angela Merkel. She is the Chancellor of Germany, I think, since about 1946. Not quite that long, but she's been there for a long time. Very important politician. Very, very important. So guess what? Underreported, certainly in mainstream media in the U.S., Angela Merkel has refused to take the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine herself, in the arm, in her arm. She's refused to take it. Yeah. Firestorm. Here is her reasoning. In Germany, the vaccine is only licensed or approved or emergency authorized for people up to and including 65 years old. And Angela is 66. So to be very precise, she therefore says, I am not in the group for which the vaccine has been approved, therefore I'm not personally going to take it. Needless to say, this caused some apoplexy and cardiac tremors, boiling point blood pressure in political leaders and pharmaceutical companies all over Europe and the world. The Chancellor of Germany says she is not taking the vaccine herself. What we're seeing, folks, is the pro-vaccine forces are beginning to eat their own. There are divisions and dissensions within their ranks. There are arguments and conflicts breaking out at all levels. There are scientists and doctors and nurses and all kinds of people coming forward and saying not only are they not taking the vaccine, but there are very good reasons why other people shouldn't be taking the vaccine. In Germany, Merkel's stance has prompted, suddenly, the German authorities to switch ground and say out of nowhere, guess what? The vaccine is now approved for people over the age of 65 because we've determined that the data are good and is safe and effective. Nobody believes this crap. Nobody believes that the German Vaccine Regulatory Commission has suddenly discovered that the vaccine is safe and effective for people over the age of 65. They're just trying to cover their butts they're just trying to diminish the firestorm of controversy. And they are just trying to get Angela Merkel to take the friggin' vaccine in her own arm and stop the conflict and the controversy. As of about an hour before the show today, I see no evidence that she is backing down. She has not come out and said that she is going to take the vaccine. She may. There are people in Germany that are urging her to do it on television in order to, you know, allow all kinds of people over the age of 65 for whom the vaccine has not been approved in Germany to step up and take the shot and keel over and, you know, incur massive damage and die. So that's headlines from Germany, which are quite fantastic if you care to stop and think about them, which I do. Roughly 9 countries at last count have decided to pause. I love that word. You know, he pressed pause. That means he's going to unpause. But he's just temporarily putting this on hold. 9 countries have paused the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine because of a few cases, their words, of blood clots, which are being investigated to see if they have any relationship with the vaccine. And if you believe that story, I have condos on the far side of the moon to sell you. Countries are not pausing the vaccine because of a few stories about blood clots. There are major worries and concern within the pro-vaccine ranks, as I'm describing to you. Conflicts are breaking out massively. An internal war is developing among the pro-COVID vax people. Whatever they are, quote, investigating, in other words, covering up or trying to cover up, is far more than a few questionable cases of blood clots that may or may not be connected to the COVID vaccine. It's a hell of a lot more than that. You can be sure. An entire country's government is not going to say, we are stopping the vaccination, the COVID vaccination of everybody, the AstraZeneca vaccine, because of this concern over a few cases of blood clots. Don't buy that for a second. There are many quote, adverse reactions to the vaccine, and many serious ones, and people are keeling over and people are dying. In the U.S. alone, in droves, black Americans, hospital personnel, soldiers, those three groups among others, are refusing the COVID vaccine. And we've seen articles saying, mainstream articles, that military commanders are very concerned about their soldiers turning down the vaccine. Look at that headline. 75% of U.S. troops refused taking COVID-19 vaccines, says Pentagon report. Wow. There's more, a lot more. Stay with us. Back after the break.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
So as I was saying before the break, when 9 countries decide that they're going to stop the vaccination campaign for COVID, the AstraZeneca vaccine, you know something's happening here. It's not just a few blood clots like they're saying. There's some serious events taking place, serious injuries and deaths in numbers that are happening behind the scenes that they are not reporting. Otherwise, they wouldn't be stopping this. And why are hospital workers in droves refusing to take the vaccine? What do they know? I mean, they're not, excuse me. They're not just dumb people who are saying, well, you know, I don't know, vaccine. No, they're in the business. They're in the business of praising vaccines and giving vaccines to people and injecting them in their arms. So if they're refusing the COVID vaccine in droves, again, you know something is going on, something extremely serious, you know? I mean, this is obvious stuff. Major media, of course, are not playing this up. They wouldn't dare say on CNN or the New York Times, what do these hospital workers know that we don't? Why are they refusing the vaccine in droves? Let's talk to them, not just two or three. Let's talk to a lot of them. That's not going to happen. Because what's going to come out is these people are going to say, well, yes, I work in a hospital, so I know about these things. This is emergency use authorization only. This is not real approval. This is an experimental vaccine. And all these people that are saying this at the hospitals, they're pro-vaccine in general. And they would be telling you on camera, the data are not in. This is not something I'm willing to risk my life and limb on, so I'm not taking the shot. That's what's actually going on. That's very serious stuff. So all of this is happening behind the scenes. The pro-vax movement is fracturing. Internal warfare and conflict, trying to present a unified face, which is failing, stopping the vaccination programs. All of this is going on right in front of your face. Gives you pause, real pause, not fake pause. So, I want to say a little bit about the vaccine story of COVID. You know, in my writing and in my work here on the Wednesdays that I appear, I talk a lot about story, narrative. Who's selling what story? What is the story they're selling? What is the narrative? Is it credible? Is it simple? Is it complicated? Well, in the COVID vaccine story, the official story, what we're told is that this injection, which is not really a vaccine at all, injection of a piece of RNA, is going to make the cells of your body manufacture a protein that is similar to a protein in the coronavirus, and that therefore your immune system will suddenly go into action against this similar protein that showed up, and that will prepare it, your immune system, for the real thing if and when the real SARS-CoV-2 comes along. That's kind of the official story. It's a doozy of a story. And if you want to read more extensive detail, of course you can. And it gets more complex and complex as you go. And eventually what you're left with is, do they really know what they're talking about? They make it sound so smooth, so delightful, so easy, so they've got it covered. No problem. Hey, we know exactly what we're doing. And they don't. That's the point. The story they're selling is manufactured to sound like they've got everything under control. They don't. This whole idea that they know that the injection of this little piece of RNA is going to cause your cells to manufacture this exact protein that they wanted to manufacture, and then your immune system is going to go zip, 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 and react against that protein. And then everything is going to quiet down again. No problem, except that now your immune system will be vigilant and on the alert for the real thing if it comes along. This is a bunch of, you know, hype. It's official scientists trying to make things sound credible, trying to make their own people sound credible. In truth, there's a reason why this RNA technology has never been brought to market before in any drug or any vaccine ever. Because past attempts have failed. Why have they failed? Because of, quote, adverse reactions in the people who were volunteers in clinical studies. What adverse reactions? Basically, autoimmune response, which is another way of saying the body attacks itself. Another way of saying the immune system swings into gear at an exaggerated level and doesn't quiet down, and therefore begins to attack the body. So, as if the body were some sort of foreign invader. That's why RNA technology has never made it to market before, but now they're saying, hey, we've figured that all out. It's not a problem anymore. And be assured that everything is safe and effective about this vaccine. Yet, 9 countries at last count had paused the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine. Paused it, stopped it, because problems, problems, problems with these finicky human beings that are not reacting according to the game plan. According to the game plan. Shot ban in 20 nations, Drudge is running. That's 20, up from 9 the last time I looked. 20. Does that give you a clue? Fear is now rampant within the pro-vax community. While they're meeting and conferring about what to do, about what they like to call vaccine hesitancy among the people who have brains enough not to take the vaccine. They're having those meetings while 20 countries have paused the vaccine. Does that add up? No, of course it doesn't add up. The war is fracturing, folks. We'll be back after the break.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Okay, final segment in this hour, John Rappaport here, InfoWars, talking about the horrendous COVID vaccine. So now government officials are saying, well, after you get the vaccine, you should still wear a mask. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought the whole point of the vaccine was, we're going to come out the open, the economy, everything's going to be okay, venues packed again, bars, restaurants, everything. Got to wear a mask after I get the vaccine. What are you talking about? Why is that? Thought I was immune. You mean I have to wear a mask so that I don't breathe in the virus coming my way? Well, we're not sure. You mean even after I've gotten the vaccine, maybe I can transmit the virus to somebody else? Well, it's possible. We don't know. We're not sure. It could be, maybe not. Well, maybe, though. So after you get the vaccine, you should still social distance, wear a mask. What was all this vaccination thing about? I mean, you had the world waiting with bated breath to get the vaccine because then freedom was going to break out and this was all going to be over. And finally the nightmare would end and people would come out of their houses and celebrate and the world would be liberated once more, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're saying, you know what you sound like you're saying? You sound like you're saying that you just want to crush everybody. And you just have to keep on wearing a mask, maybe forever, for as long as you, the officials, claim we have to wear a mask. That's the game, right? And if you say we have to distance or stay indoors or lock down or go bankrupt, commit suicide, abuse drugs because of the lockdowns, et cetera, whatever, 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 we transmit the virus or we don't, or we do on Monday, we don't on Tuesday, you decide we obey. That's really the op here, right? It has nothing to do with the vaccine and the immunity passports after you get the vaccine. That's just another control deal that you're pulling, right? More, you got to do this, you got to get the shot and whatever, and suffer all the effects that are making 20 countries pause the vaccine. That is, effects like autoimmune reactions, keeling over, going into a coma, dying, those kinds of reactions, just because you say so. That we have to do this. That's really what's going on, right? And when social media decide that they're going to censor all information about vaccines that is not, what, certified, is not up to community standards, what are these... You know, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. What are they actually saying? Well, what they're actually saying is that they, social media, are following the directives of the World Health Organization and the CDC. That's reality. That's what they're saying. And that anybody that posts to Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, they have to follow that reality, World Health Organization, CDC, government, basically, government reality. I don't know. I mean, I've lived a long time. I don't know how long you've lived, but I remember a time when any idiot on the street recognized that simply censoring yourself or being censored because you didn't go along with what government was saying was idiotic. Everybody knew that, right? You're saying that I'm censored because I'm not going along with what the government says? Are you crazy? I mean, there was a time when everybody knew this, but all of a sudden, no, not anymore. All of a sudden, these powerful corporations, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, et cetera, say, well, if your information that you post doesn't go along with the CDC and the World Health Organization directives, government, then we censor you. You're not allowed to disagree. Wow. And there's people, many people who are actually agreeing with these companies. How idiotic and insane are they? Oh, this is a good idea. Yes, we should censor all information that doesn't follow science laid down by the World Health Organization and the CDC because that's real science. Well, really? How do you know that? How do you know it's real science? You don't know anything. That's the truth. You're just taking people's word for it. The government says this, and you agree. Whew. IQ has dropped by at least 30 points, maybe more. But you don't have to go along with that. And as I say, internal warfare is breaking out among the pro-vaccine forces. That's what we're seeing now. That is indeed what we're seeing. Let's see what else I've got here. Yes, follow the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera. So here's something else, which I've covered before. If you look at the actual history of vaccination and the mortality figures, that is, the official figures on how many deaths are caused by infectious childhood diseases, what you discover is that the mortality dropped precipitously and hugely before the introduction of vaccines or even antibiotics. That's what you discover, not because of vaccine. And there are numerous sources on this, and charts and graphs and so forth, that the real drivers that push way down mortality from infectious childhood diseases was the improvement of nutrition and greater widespread hygiene and sanitation, basic sanitation. And you can include the rise of the middle class and other factors, non-medical factors. So when you have all these idiots standing up there saying, well, the science shows that, you know, we've curbed mortality in all these infectious diseases through the miraculous discovery of vaccines. No. Haven't. Not true. Not the history. Not the actual history. You're an idiot. You don't know the science. Just following the science, like they say. That's all. And then we have, and I've covered this as well, getting back to COVID vaccine again. New York Times, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, piece, during the clinical trials of the three major COVID vaccines, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, the revelation, and it was juicy revelation, that the design of these clinical trials was not set up to prove that the vaccines could prevent serious illness. The clinical trials were only designed to prove that the vaccine could prevent mild illness, such as cough or chills and fever. That's all, folks. That's all they were designed for. And that's all, at best, when we're talking effectiveness, that's what these COVID vaccines are designed to do. Prevent cough or chills and fever, which naturally, you know, cure themselves. No need for a vaccine. Okay, we're done. Final thought here. Watch how many nations are halting the vaccine. They know something. This is a major story. Talk to you later.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.